This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07. This is the evening edition with Sharmila and Lynn. The question we're asking today is, should we include photos in our CVs? Now, there's been a lot of conversation on Twitter about this practice of including a photo when we apply for a job on our resumes. So we'll be looking at the hiring process, how it's evolved, and where this fits in terms of whether it actually improves our job prospects if you include a picture of yourself.
So to be clear, this came from a particular tweet. So one tweet kind of kicked off the conversation, and it was from Berjaya Group CEO Jalil Rashid, who said that job applicants should choose a professional photo when sending CVs. And I quote, "Selfies in front of a mirror would discount your chances considerably." And so people then responded with, I think, the age-old question of why it is that photos are required, especially if the job in question has absolutely nothing to do with your appearance. You would think that the hiring process should be about skills, experience, talent. There were also a lot who pointed out that this could lead to unconscious bias and discrimination. And some said that they've actually never included a photo. So I fall into that category. I think outside of my first job, I've never subsequently included a photo on my CV. And I only had one there in the first place because I was fresh and eager. And I was told very specifically that it helps, or that it's kind of something that you should do. And it was only after I joined the workforce that I realized that that is not really always the case. That's kind of where it stands. And I think that judging from the comments, it's a mixed bag. You still have lots and lots of people attaching photos anyway.
I come from a very similar perspective as well, right? I think for better or worse, I've always worked in media, and these tend to be industries where it's not actually expected that you send in a photo with your resume. So I was pretty surprised to hear fairly recently that this practice is still alive and well in a lot of places. Corporate jobs, companies that are slightly more traditional, I would say, in their hiring process, I think still ask for a photo. Sometimes it's just a case of having a pre-printed form that has that little square in the corner where you're expected to attach something. But if you extend that into the current practice of job searching, right, when you look at something like LinkedIn, because that's not necessarily a request for a photo or an expectation of a photo, but LinkedIn profiles require a photo, or rather highly encourage one. So that's kind of evolved, and it got me thinking about this idea of, why does it matter what someone looks like in most jobs anyway?
So to play devil's advocate, right, I think the argument is always that if we have a dress code, if we have a certain expectation of what professional looks like in the workplace, then you kind of want to see somebody, you want to be able to see who you're dealing with and see whether it matches up that expectation of professionalism. There's also the argument, of course, that it adds a personal touch to your CV, which I think a good cover letter could also achieve. But I think those tend to be the arguments, right? And the other thing is that when you come in, I'm going to be kind of, whether I like it or not, whether you like it or not, assessing you based partly on your appearance. Are you dressed appropriately for this interview? Is your grooming, for example, the level that I expect to see in my office? I think those are the kinds of comments and sort of reasoning for why it is that this continues to be a practice. Again, not something I'm familiar with or that I really understand, because in media workplaces and in advertising, which is the only other field that I've worked in, it's a bit more lax compared to going to work in a pantsuit and, you know, having the proper shoes and a briefcase and all the rest of it. But I think those tend to be the reasons, right?
Yes. I mean, those tend to be the reasons as to why it might be necessary. But I think why it's expected, exactly. But as much as we'd like to imagine that the hiring process is an equal playing field, it almost never is. And that's why this gets complicated, because a photograph can reveal a lot about you. A photograph can reveal, not on the very basis of you being judged for your looks, when it should be about your ability. But then there are also other things, right, in terms of what your ethnicity is, where you might come from, how you dress. And all of these things shouldn't necessarily be at the stage of sending in an application. It shouldn't come into play. It's one thing if you're judged on how you present yourself at an interview. I don't think it necessarily should play a part even before you've gotten your foot through the door. So those are some of the questions that we will be addressing as we discuss this. But we want to know whether your CV includes a photo, and more generally, how you feel about this practice as a whole, the idea of including a photograph when you apply for a job. Call us, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking with Cilia Rasasekaram, who is the Chief Experience Officer at Kindler Employee Experience. Keep it here on The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Build Fairer Malaysia. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:14 and this is The Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. We're talking about the practice of sending in a photo along with your CV and whether it has a place within the hiring processes of today. This is coming on the wake of a tweet that Berjaya Group CEO Jalil Rashid had put up, which has attracted a healthy conversation around the subject. So we want to know what you think about it. Does your CV include a photo? And how do you feel about this practice as a whole? You can call us, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We are now joined by Cilia Rasasekaram, who is Chief Experience Officer at Kindler Employee Experience. Cilia, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Sharmila. Really interesting topic to be called and an interesting topic to talk about.
So what do you think about this practice of having a photo in your CV in the first place? Does it add any value to your application?
So first, you need to think about what is the function of that resume, right? It is to get an opportunity for the interview. And that's all it is. It is to put your best, you know, present yourself in the best possible way so you get an opportunity for an interview. And a complete profile, in my opinion, includes a photo. It just makes the document more engaging. You're engaging visually with the recruiter and the person evaluating your resume. And I feel it does present itself more completely versus a resume without a photo.
So with that in mind, is it right for companies to make it compulsory for you know, applicants to attach a photo? Because if I'm making that choice because I want to submit a more complete resume or I want to add a personal touch, I think that makes sense to me. But I'm curious about companies who then say, no, you know, you, in order to submit, you must have a photo.
So companies' practices are, you know, you get all kinds, right? To compel you to do it, sometimes I think some companies, especially the larger organizations where they have like a global applicant tracking system, I think in very, very specific situations, they do make that photo compulsory. It's also where these companies retain a database of candidates, which, let's say, you know, you're not qualified today, but you might be qualified in 2 years from now, etc. And then I think a photo helps, one, with just maintaining their database, and two, with maybe even jogging the memory of your interviewer, right? So I think very specific situations, but just as just for, like, if it wasn't because of their database, etc., I don't see that any company should make it compulsory.
Now, if you do choose to add a photo, right, what are some guidelines to ensure that it's appropriate?
I heard a lot of, or read a lot of stuff about people submitting selfies, etc. Personally, doesn't offend me at all. I think selfies are fine. As long as, for me, the main thing about the photo is that it represents yourself. Yeah, you are looking at the best version of yourself, and that doesn't mean with the makeup or with, you know, doing your hair up or anything, but, you know, you're smiling friendly, you have a pleasant face, you you know, your background is a decent background. You know, you're not at the club, right? And it's a good representation of you. Now, this changes, and that's what candidates have to think about. This changes based on industry, right? So let's say you know you're applying to a fairly more traditional environment, and you can see that by going on the LinkedIn profiles of people at this company and mirror the way they present themselves. Yeah, so if they are presenting themselves very formally, then you follow and present yourself in a formal work attire with a plain white background. If you are applying to a creative and marketing agency, you know, I've seen a resume where they used an avatar, and I thought it was kind of cute and relevant because he was applying to a creative agency. So it's also about, I guess, tying it to the role that you're applying for and to the kind of company you're applying for.
Some have also argued that LinkedIn profiles in particular benefit from having a photo included. Can you talk to us about that?
You know, 100%, right? The objective of all these platforms that we have, and I see the resume also as a platform, it is to speak to the person. And the way you speak is with your, as much as possible, with your face, your voice, your words, yeah? And that, I think, it's exactly the same as a resume. In fact, LinkedIn is your go-to place for recruitment and profiles. And having, and again, it's not about how you look, right? I want to be really clear about that. It's just having a pleasant, friendly, approachable photo. That's it. And it definitely benefits. It is complete. Today, when we know, you know, Instagram is engaging, right? Anything visual is engaging. So people want to see that. And I see no reason to not follow or not support or not to be proud of presenting a complete profile of yourself.
Now, that said, Celia, the flip side of that is, and this is something that many people did bring up in response to that original tweet by Jaleel Rashid, the flip side of all of this is that photos may lead to conscious or unconscious biases or even result in discrimination, you know, as part of that employment process. What are your thoughts on this?
So if I've been doing recruitment for a long time, never have I come across a photo that I said I don't want to interview, right? Everyone has something special, right? And it's complete. I appreciate that they took the time to put in their photo on the resume. If a company has discriminatory hiring practices, if the HR is discriminatory, bias or prejudice, there are so many ways to do it, right? In Malaysia, even from our name, you know our race. Yeah. From the year we graduated from uni, you will know our age, roughly, right? Where we studied, which, you know, local, foreign. I mean, when you send a resume, you're putting yourself out there to be judged. The best thing that you can do is hope that this discriminatory companies don't call you, so you don't get you don't accidentally end up working in their toxic environments, right? But it's going to happen. There is going to be a reality versus ideal, right? Ideally, should it happen? No, right? In reality, does it happen? Yes. What percentage? Just from my experience, I would say really, really small percentage, and getting smaller by the day.
So we've been spending quite a bit of time today focused on this idea of presenting a complete picture. In line with that, what kinds of information should applicants highlight in their CVs in order to be able to present this sort of complete picture of who they are and what they bring?
That's an excellent question. I'm so happy to share on that because, you know, you have, just keep in mind when you're doing that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Celia, are you still there? I think we lost you for a bit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go on. Yes, you are.
Okay. So keeping in mind, you have 6 to 10 seconds to engage and pull the reader of the resume to continue reading, to pursue, to want to know more, right? So the top part of the resume where you write summary and objectives, and I still see like 70-80% of resumes that don't have this. And that is so important, that summary on top where you talk about 2 to 3 of the key skills that you can bring to an organization from day one, and 2 to 3 things that you're looking for, right? What kind of growth are you looking for? What kind of environment are you looking for? What kind of meaningful work are you looking at? And that summary right on top, I feel, is the deal breaker, right? That can make or break a resume. The next, number two important area is, you know, job descriptions are there, your work responsibilities are there, but a real way to highlight or show what you can do to for an organization is, after each company, talk about the key achievements in that company. 2-3 key achievements, right? And it doesn't have to be major. You know, if you're a junior employee and you help on the annual dinner program, right? Or you worked on an office relocation project, yeah? Any 2-3 skills that you have that is different or would differentiate you from other people also applying for that role. So I think these two things are the major parts of a resume.
Now, let's expand this to talking about the hiring process in general, right? In terms of making that process more fair and more inclusive, what are some aspects that you think could stand to be updated or changed in that whole process of hiring someone?
So, fair and inclusive, you know, we have to remember when we are interviewing that we are the professional interviewers and the candidate is not a professional interviewee. Right. So for fair and inclusive, I really believe it sounds so simple, the concept, but it really is about investing some time in breaking the ice with and developing a relationship during as the first part of the interview process to allow the interviewee, the candidate, to then really be able to portray and present himself or herself in the best way possible. A lot of times, you know, there's just too many tips, there's too many do's and don'ts for interviews. They might be so stressed and so nervous, you don't know how much they need the job, right? They might fumble up the interview, and we didn't give them a very, very good chance excelling at the interview. So I think a practice that has improved slightly and needs to be improved a lot, it's spending the first initial 15, 20 minutes building a relationship with the candidate so that they get a good chance for the interview.
We do have a question from a listener, Cheryl, who wants to know, could the Ministry of Human Resources have a standard resume for everybody for basic information? You link that to JPN and MOE to prevent any false misinformation, and then other additional info gets presented during the interview.
I think you don't want everything governed, especially private companies, right? And there could be all kinds of data privacy issues. I'm not sure how that would work and how that would trigger. But it does sound like a cumbersome process, right? And, you know, with the amount of tools online, free tools even, on how to build your resume, I appreciate those that take their own time and present a really beautiful formatted resume. And I think they should be given that freedom to do so. If someone wants to spend 15 minutes on a resume, if someone wants to spend 5 hours on a resume, that should be their option.
Celia, thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Shamila.
That was Celia Razasekaram, Chief Experience Officer at Kindler Employee Experience. And we've been asking you exactly this. Does your CV include a photo? And how you feel about this practice of including a photograph with your CV? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And we do have these messages.
Yeah. So first of all, this from Li Ling, who says, this practice of asking candidates to include photos is strictly illegal in Europe. Like photos, names should also be excluded from CVs shown to hiring managers to eliminate biases. And don't tell me we could use AI. It is just an extension of humans' biases. And I think that point about AI is really interesting, because I was thinking about how if you include photos, you might actually just be teaching AI to be discriminatory.
Yes, and actually this concept of hiding any personal identifying information is something I only came across when I became more familiar with hiring processes in, say, the US. And it struck me how different it is from the way it is here, right? But that said, while I'm very much for that, I did want to balance it out with something Celia said earlier that struck me, which is that in today's landscape, with the amount of information and pictures and so on that we put of ourselves online, this is slowly becoming moot, right? Because at the end of the day, if somebody wanted to find out what you look like or what you did in your personal life and so on, it isn't very difficult to do so.
Yeah, a quick Google will do it. I'm sure. I think it's also only a matter of time, or rather, people have already started doing it, including links to their social media, even within their CVs. Particularly true when you're doing creative work and you've displayed that on your Instagram or your Facebook anyway.
Yes. Just a quick one, because Leng agrees with Li Ling earlier, who says, I do recall that in the UK, companies had to blank out candidates' names. Pictures are definite no-no. Hard to believe that Malaysia's employers are running such a primitive and discriminatory way to recruitment. So keep those thoughts coming. What do you think about the idea of including a CV, including a photo with your CV? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.